Are you ready to learn about Olive Branch and so much more? Then this is the podcast for you. OB Pod. Each week, we're going to give you the weather, some news, an inspirational message, some cool facts, a crazy true story, and so much more. So let's get to the show. Welcome back to this week's show for April 22nd of 2024. Guys, as always, we got an exciting show for you. This one does have some highs and lows, kind of some scary stories and some different things going back and forth, but I think you're really going to enjoy it. Of course, you're always going to get the locals and some kind of new national moves as we put that in there. So let's get right into the show. Guys, as we always start every show with our number one sponsor on our podcast, and that is Brian Couch. And of course, that is talking about Team Couch of Birch Realty. Guys, if you have any real estate needs here in DeSoto County, you need to be talking to these guys. They have been voted, again, the number one realtor team here in DeSoto County. This is like sixth, seventh time. I've lost count. It's happened so many times. They're just that good. Go to teamcouch.com, and you can see all the things they do. You can even search for homes if you're in the market to be buying. If you're wanting to sell, you can see how their website works and what kind of services they provide, and they do so much for you. So seriously, any real estate needs, folks, go to teamcouch.com today. Guys, our 7-day weather report, here it comes. It's going to be a good week, guys. We're going to start off with the highs in the 60s, work your way all the way into the 80s, only have a slight rain chance on Thursday and a little bit on Saturday, but other than that, it's going to be a fantastic week. So everybody enjoy this good weather coming our way. All right, guys, it's time for our local news. And, of course, this is brought to you by our good friends over there at Michael Hatcher & Associates. Guys, this is the elite commercial landscaping service right here in North Mississippi and the Memphis metro area. If you're one of those businesses or know somebody who's in the market for one of the best around when it comes to keeping your place beautiful and appealing year-round, please have them go over to hatcherlandscape.com, contact one of the sales associates or one of their project managers, and they want to make sure your business stays beautiful all the time. All right, guys, for our news this week, remember what I told you last week? Man, our parks and recs look like they're going to be getting some improvements. The company that has been hired by the city is looking for your feedback. Go to the Facebook page for the City of Olive Branch and click the monkey survey link to let them know what you like about our parks, what you'd like to see happen for our parks, and your input will be listened to, and hopefully it meets all your goals and needs for the future, because we're pretty excited about how well parks have been going, guys. They have been busting at the seams every year. They're setting records for participation and different things. And so I'm really excited to see how they're going to go with these new improvements. Reminder, April 27th, the Olive Branch Police Department is doing a community shred and drug take back day. Guys, that does mean you should check your drugs for expiration dates. They actually do have them, and that is important. So if you have expired drugs, ones you don't use anymore, want to get them out of the house, safety reasons, whatever, this is a great thing to do. Also, the shredding of documents will be taken care of by DeSoto Shred, and this is going to happen from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Remember, this is at the Olive Branch Police Department. DeSoto County is also going to be doing some stuff for us. They're having your Household Hazardous Waste Day. All right. This is going to be on Saturday, May 4th from 8 a.m. to noon. And this is going to be at the Lander Center. Guys, they're going to be looking for things like LED bulbs, pesticides, fungicides, you know, acids, aerosol cans, chlorine, flammable liquids, motor oil, antifreeze, lighter fluid, any kind of paint, poisons, pool chemicals, things of that nature. And they'll also even take tires. But remember, there's a 5-tire limit per vehicle. Okay, guys, do not want to do anything else that's, you know, toxic, poisonous, flammable, corrosive. They don't take that kind of stuff. They will also have a special bin for electronics. So if you have old printers, computers, TVs, laptops, things of that nature, they will take those in recycling as well. And it is a great situation. They line that entire parking lot. You move in there fast, you unload it, get you taken care of, and you're helping the environment. What's better than that? Guys, the Olive Branch Parks and Rec on Saturday, May 11th, will be having its annual Children's Fishing Rodeo. This has been a huge event every year. They're going to fill up that pond over there right off of 305 next to the soccer park. They're going to bring your fishing poles, and there's awards, different prizes, and everything else. And the kids have an absolute blast. So if you want to bring your youngster over there and let them fish for some, you know, for prizes and having a good time and create some memories, this is one you definitely want to mark on your calendar. That is May 11th. Well, that's the news for Olive Branch. Let's go outside of Olive Branch where I give you some more exciting stuff going on. Guys, the first one is kind of tragic and sad when you have mental illness, but a mentally ill man decided to protest by, get this, setting himself on fire on a park bench outside the New York courtroom where Donald Trump was being tried. This was in an effort to bring attention to how he believed the government was becoming a dictatorship and that all need to be prepared. It's a very sad story. They found his manifesto and other information, and they see he has a history of mental illness, and it's just a sad, sad situation. Well, something else that's very sad, guys, is the Biden administration, along with the Secretary of Education, have made adjustments to Title IX. Guys, this is not good. The dissenting opinions on this, the controversy coming to play, is now that Title IX is meant to be equal opportunity for women and men sports playing at the same spot when it comes to any school or college that is one that receives federal funding. Well, now they've changed it where now boys or men can also go into the girls' restroom, and that's going to cause a lot of stir, as well as they're making adjustments to how sexual assault or rape accusations are being handled. And so if you have a young man, they are accused of sexual assault or rape and so on, one of the adjustments made in this new revision is that they will not be allowed to face their accuser. This is receiving a lot of backlash, a lot of heat and different things. It's going to be very curious to see how this goes, whether or not a lawsuit will be brought up. But I thought everybody should know there's quite some unique changes going on in our politics. Guys, Walmart settles a lawsuit for $45 million. Get this. Rollback pricing and mislabeling Wade products in an effort for higher profits. The lawsuit alleges that Walmart has been doing these practices and brought evidence and receipts. Thus, you can join in on this lawsuit and get some payback if you bought products. I think it was from 2018 to 2003. You'll have to look it up. And you can fill out your claim to receive part of that money. But wow. So hey, next time you go to Walmart or your grocery store and you open, grab that pack of chicken and it tells you it's 2 pounds, you might run over to the produce section and see if it actually is 2 pounds. There are some people who have become famous on social media for doing just that, showing how Walmart and other grocery stores are upcharging everything and putting the incorrect weights on packaging. Guys, a University of Iowa hospital worker has been charged with fraud for false identity, get this, for 35 years. This gentleman stole a patient's identity and sent him to a mental hospital where he has been going and suffering and protesting his name for over 35 years. Eventually, the jig ran up and he was arrested, and the gentleman is in the process of being removed from that hospital. That is wild, wild. Guys, scientists have discovered an active volcano in Antarctica that is spewing out gold particles. So much gold particles, it's worth somewhere in the neighborhood of about $6,000 a day if you were able to harvest or collect all of it. If you do the math, that roughly is $2.1 million if you counted it as an annual salary. So, you know, if you want to go hang out on the top of a volcano and try to, you know, collect gold dust, go for it. Go for it. Guys, a study was just published in an effort to help consumers to make better choices for drinks, especially at gas stations and local grocery stores, and they have compiled a list of the 9 worst drinks that you can buy that affect your body negatively. Are you ready for this? And this is in no order. Naked Blue Machine Juice. Never heard that one. Maybe it's a different region. Monster Energy Drink is one of them. Woo! Arizona Sweet Tea. Kind of surprised to see that one. Naked Green Juice Machine. Okay. A Starbucks Frappuccino Coffee is considered one of the worst drinks you can get. Oh, this is going to hurt some feelings. A Mountain Dew is considered one of the worst drinks you can buy. Another surprising one. Welch's grape juice is considered one of the worst. I'm sure it's because of sugar content. Bart's root beer is considered one of the worst. And here's the biggest stunner. And I know a lot of people who drink it thinking they're doing well. Arizona green tea is considered one of the worst drinks you can buy for your body. Unreal. Well, guys, one man is $13 million richer after winning an unreal lawsuit against the company Red Bull. Guess why? Because it did not give him wings. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. He sued because the company's slogan says it'll give you wings. And the man said, I didn't get wings, and sued and won. $13 million payout. Unreal. Last thing for you guys. If you like to double park or skirt those parking laws in your area, a new device is being used to make you pay for it. It is called the Barnacle, and it is a large yellow mat that covers your entire windshield and adheres to the glass using air suction, preventing the driver from seeing anywhere. Guys, the only way it comes off is if you pay the fine. So maybe you just choose not to start breaking those parking laws. Be good for you. Well, guys, that's it for our local and the news outside the Olive Branch area. And as always, if you'd like to advertise or join us in the podcast, send us information or anything, please reach out to me at theobpodcast@gmail.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter. We'd love to talk to you. All right, guys, it's time for our inspirational message of the week. And boy, I got to tell you, this one's tough. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, prepare yourself now. This one kind of hits at the heartstrings. It's basically, if you want to sum it up, for 5 minutes of praise for a lifetime of effort, you know, it definitely makes you think differently. So I'm warning you now. It kind of hits. So let's go to this audio now.
365 days in a year. You know, the average life expectancy for a male.
Say the weird thing.
So there's 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year. You know what the average life expectancy for a male in the United States is, according to CDC? 73.3 years. Out of all that time spent on Earth, do you know when he gets the most praise of being a good individual, a good father, a loving husband actually happens to be? When he lies in a pine box surrounded by his family and friends, worshiping the ground he walks on when he can't even hear him. So a recent study was done where they sampled multiple funeral home directors and they all came out with the same comparative analysis. Average time span of eulogy given is roughly 3 to 7 minutes. We'll call it 5 on average. Total time of all the eulogies combined given, 45 minutes. 45 minutes divided by 5 minutes is 9 individuals praising one individual for 73.3 years of life. So if you plan on being one of those individuals that stands up in front of the crowd for the 5 minutes, the 9 of you, speaking praises about an individual that you loved and you cherished so much, and their loss is hitting you hard. How many times you miss the opportunity to tell your dad, your brother, your significant other, any male in your life, that what they did didn't go unnoticed, that you appreciate their existence? The weird thing that I'm saying is, this even has to be talked about.
Well, I want to add a little bit to the end of this. Guys, you know, losing people is very, very tough. But when you see it simplified with this kind of message, to understand that, you know, the people that are alive and around you and important to you, sometimes you might be angry at them. Sometimes they might disappoint you. But if you love them and you care for them, you know, let them know that. You know, even if they frustrate you or you kept your distance or whatever it is, or you don't live nearby, you know, make an effort. Call somebody. Let somebody know what they mean to you. Don't let it be too late. And, you know, and I hope you got something positive out of that message. I know it was kind of tough, but I think it was well worth it. All right, guys, it's time for that new section we have called True Stories. And this week it is brought to you by our good friend and our number one insurance agent right here in Olive Branch. That is Allie Edgelally, and that is of Alpha Insurance. Guys, if you've never got your quote on your insurance, if you haven't done it in a year, you hadn't done it 2 years, you're just, you know, you're lazy like me and there are a lot of other people and so on, you're doing yourself a disjustice. I'm telling you, call him over there at his office over off Goodman Road, 662-893-0928. Get a little bit of information. Say, Zach at OB Pod told me to call and get a free quote. Allie is going to take care of you, and I'm telling you, you're going to save money, get better coverage, and you're going to meet a guy you truly enjoy talking to, and he's going to be there for you. I've done 3 claims with him, and all of them work. No problem, Zach. Got you. No problem, Zach. Got you. Hey, this is what I'm doing for you here. That's what you need in your life. Somebody you can work with. Somebody you can trust. Know you're going to have better coverage. Save some money because, you know, times are tough. Go do that now. Seriously, go call him, 662-893-0928. Guys, this week's true story is another tough one, and it's a little bit longer, so you better buckle up. If you've ever wondered why building codes have become so extremely extensive, it comes back from the 80s, and this is going to give you some stories about it, and that's just really going to make you think if you ever want to build a commercial space one day. I'm telling you, but sadly, this is a horrifying story, but it's the reason why our building codes are what they are today. So, hey, let's go to this true story now.
114 people died at the Kansas City Hyatt Hotel in July 1981. They used chainsaws to amputate the trapped limbs of some people to try and get them out. The horrors of that day changed your world, even if you've never heard of it before. This is the story of the gross negligence that caused so much suffering and death. The economic struggles of the 1970s left businesses looking for ways to build things faster and cheaper, and so they came up with an idea called fast-track construction. Instead of designing the building and then building it, they decided that they would design it while they were building it, and it was supposed to be a collaboration between the owner and the architectural team and structural engineers and the contractor to build it faster, better, and cheaper. Kansas City Hyatt was one of these fast track projects, and it was beautiful. Stories of rooms opened up onto a giant atrium in the center of the hotel, and you could look down on it by walking across suspended walkways. On July 17, 1981, 2,000 partygoers filled the atrium. Many of them went up onto the suspended walkways to look down at the festivities. At 7:05 p.m., there was a crack, and the fourth floor walkway fell about 2 inches, and then it hung there for a second before collapsing down onto the second floor walkway below it, and all of the people there were crushed. Then those two walkways fell down onto the atrium. 60,000 pounds of concrete and metal came crashing down. Rescuers rushed in to help the hundreds of people trapped in the rubble, but they faced an unexpected challenge. When the walkways had collapsed, they pulled out the fire lines. And the way that this building was constructed, it used huge tanks of water to fight fires rather than being tied to the city main. That meant that there was no control valve, nowhere to turn off that water, and it just flooded in to the atrium. That was a bigger problem because the electrical lines had also been pulled open and were dangling in the water, and people were getting electrocuted. This meant that electricity to the entire building had to be turned off, and the people trapped underneath the rubble were suddenly thrown into complete darkness. Meanwhile, the water continued to flow into the atrium, and the water level began to arise, and people that were trapped began to drown. The Kansas City fire chief, watching the atrium turn into a human aquarium, grabbed a bulldozer from a nearby construction site and drove it through the front of the building, creating a hole that the water could drain out. In response to the mass casualty event, every firefighter, every EMS, every ambulance in the region went there. Because they couldn't get people out to the hospital, 5 hospitals sent their doctors to the site to do triage. For many of the people, there was no hope, and they simply gave them morphine and held their hand while they died. Amputated the limbs of others, sometimes with chainsaws, in order to get them free. For 14 hours, they fought to save people's lives. But in the end, 114 people would die, another 216 injured. And these people all suffered and died because of gross negligence that put speed and cost over safety. Suspended walkways were designed by Jack D. Gilliam and Associates. Design called for a giant metal rod to be anchored at the ceiling and then brought down to the fourth floor where it would be anchored to the walkway, and then down to the second floor where it would be anchored to another walkway. The investigation found that Gilliam had only done preliminary structural calculations on that design, never finalizing them, and that as a result, that rod was only able to take 60% of the dead load of the walkways. Dead load is the weight of the walkways themselves. Live load is the weight of the people on it, and it couldn't bear any of that. But that was only the beginning of the problem. You see, during the design, the manufacturer of that rod identified that in order to make it work, they would have to make it threaded from the second floor all the way up above the fourth floor, and those threads could be damaged during installation. And so the rod manufacturer called the structural engineer at Gilliam and proposed that instead of one rod going all the way down from the ceiling, they would break it in half. They would run a rod down from the ceiling to the fourth floor, anchor it, and then a different rod from the fourth floor down to the second floor. This would mean they would only have to make a small portion that was threaded. It would be cheaper, it would be faster, it would be easier. Over the phone, the engineer said, "Sounds like a great idea, let's do it." Without ever looking at what the original design was or performing any calculations on the change in the load. And those changes were dramatic. When there was one rod that went all the way, each walkway was supported by that rod. They didn't weigh on each other. That meant that the fourth floor didn't have to carry the second floor. But when they changed the design, they took all the way to the second floor and they applied it to the walkway on the fourth floor. It meant that connection, instead of carrying 30 tons, now had to carry 60 tons. And instead of carrying only 60% of the required load, now it only could carry 30. But it gets even worse. Make that connection, they used a square metal tube with a washer and a nut going through a hole drilled through the channel. To make the square tube, they took a single piece of steel and then they bent it into the shape of a square, and right where the seam came together, they welded it. That is where they drilled the hole and put the fastener, the weakest spot on the entire piece of steel. And what that meant is that that weld broke and the flanges on the tube bent down. The connection point went through at the anchor and the walkway collapsed. The engineering firm lost its license in 4 states. The individual engineers that had signed off on everything, including the man that told them over the phone that it was okay, all lost their licenses as well. But there were no criminal charges. Insurance companies for the owner and the contractor and the designers would ultimately pay over $140 million in damages. The accident fundamentally changed the way that we build things in the United States. Now, much more documentation is required. Formal requests for information and architect supplemental instructions have to be provided. More calculations have to be provided to building officials. No more just picking up a call and asking, "Can I change this?" You can go to that hotel today. It's operated by a different chain. And if you do, you'll see that the debris was removed, the walkways were reinstalled, and you can walk through where so much pain and suffering and death happened. But if you do, there's no plaque, there's no memoriam, there's nothing to testify to what happened there, because, well, that would be bad for business.
Whoo, I know that was a long one, but man, was it good. And whew, that is tough to hear. Man, chainsaw, human aquarium, some of the things that, whoo, unbelievable. But hey, you know, good thinking by that fire chief to, you know, break the glass and do different things and save what they could. So, but next time I go to Kansas City, I'm going to look for this building, and it's going to be a little bit different when I see it. There's no doubt about it. But always, guys, remember, if you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button for our channel. Please tell your friends, your family, and your coworkers about us. We really appreciate it. It helps us promote our show that much more. All right, guys, time for them random facts and stories you likely didn't know. This is brought to you by our good friends over at A-Plus Heating and Air Conditioning Service. Guys, if you're having any trouble with any of your HVAC systems of any kind, you know, starting to warm up a little bit, it's a good time to get them in, check all your stuff, make sure everything's running smooth. There's nothing worse than that first hot day. You go to turn on the air conditioner and it goes boop, 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 nothing works. You don't want that. if you hadn't had it serviced or checked out in a while, I'm serious. Go out there, check it out. Go up to their Facebook page, A Plus Heating and Air Conditioning. That's great family-owned company. They're going to do you right. They're not going to gouge your pocketbook, and you're going to feel good that you did it. You're not going to be worried about your system. What's better than that? Did you know a dog named Bamiz was once inducted as an official crew member of a Norwegian fighting ship during World War II? The canine was known for breaking up fights amongst its crew members by putting his paws on their shoulders and calming them down. The much-loved dog was buried with full military honors, and there is a statue on the local dock where he was last brought ashore. Quite a story, quite a story. Did you know that not only can a woman get pregnant while she's already pregnant, but she can also have babies from two different men at one time? Woo! Let's hope not. Let's hope not. Did you know a nurse wanted to know if her farts were contaminating equipment while she was working in the lab? A doctor and a microbiologist tested this hypothesis by having a colleague fart clothed, then naked, onto two Petri dishes. The conclusion was that the clothing acts as a filter, but the naked farts cause contamination. Ooh, man. Ooh, gross. Bonus, did you know? Did you know that the color on the top of your bottle of water has a meaning? If it has a black lid, that means it is an alkaline type of water. If it's a white cap, that means it's processed water. If it is a blue cap, that means it's spring water. And if it's green, that means it's flavored municipality water. One of the most famous being Dasani. Well, guys, that's it for all the Did You Knows, and I hope you enjoyed those random facts and stories. All right, guys, in our final section, we have our movie and TV news reviews. And this week, I was able to go and watch the new movie, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Guys, this is made famous by having Henry Cavill, Alan Richardson, and a few other actors. You know, if you know Henry Cavill, that's the man who plays Superman, and Alan Richardson is the one who plays Reacher on the Prime show. They play a band of, I guess you'd say, misfit soldiers who are put on a very unique mission that was before special ops were ever created. So I guess you could say this was the first special operations to ever come out, according to, you know, Great Britain or the United Kingdom at that time. So it was a very interesting movie. The movie was directed by Guy Ritchie, and it ran for about 2 hours. Now, I would say overall the movie is entertaining, has some good humor, different things. Some of it is kind of blown out of proportion, but I give it a strong 7.5 out of 10. Definitely worth going to see in the theater if you just want a good little romp to go watch. You know, a little action, a little blood, a little violence, you know, a little humor, like I said. Overall, very worthy movie. Very typical Guy Ritchie movie. Now, guys, before I go any further, it will be kind of spoiler-esque, so if you have not watched the movie and you don't want to hear anything spoiler, this is probably about the good time to turn it off. So I really appreciate y'all listening to the show as always, and I hope you tune in for us next week. Well, guys, as for the movie, it is about a story of basically, you know, a misfit group of special forces individuals that are being tasked to do a secret mission for the prime minister to off the books illegally. The whole deal is they need to sink or stop the supply that fuels and restocks the U-boats, which were so deadly during World War II. And to do this, they need to go to a hidden harbor that is off the coast of Africa, where they do all the supplying and different things for the ships and so on. And so Henry Cavill and Alan Richardson and his other group of five guys all sail down there and devise a plan with the help of some other operatives to distract the local, you know, the local Nazis, throw parties, do different things, take out different lights and sabotage the main supply boat and so on. Of course, they run into troubles here and there. And every single type of conflict is met with humor, over the top violence, Alan Richardson plays a character who uses a longbow killing people. There's times where he uses an axe. They use silence guns and, you know, shooting people with their mouths and tongues sticking out. I mean, like, again, making it look like they were very having a lot of fun and different things. I don't feel like this is how it would probably really have happened in real life. Again, it will tell you it is based on a true story. It is not trying to be factually accurate. And so sometimes it's just a little over the top. That's why it kind of hurt the movie. Some of the dialogue is just kind of straightforward. There's really no romance. There's really no anything other than this is purely a military mission with misfits who are accomplishing it. And how much fun can you have watching it when they do things in such a, you know, over the top fashion? So it's one of those good, you know, one of those just feel good action movies. Makes you feel like you're going back to the '80s. Then when you go back to the more detailed, finer points, they are all the character are based on real people. And at the end of the movie, they are going to show you pictures of the real people. And some of the people that were used in the movie look absolutely nothing like the original characters, which was a little disappointing. Even the main female character went on to be a movie star after doing this real life mission. The actress they chose, as beautiful as she was, she had zero lookalike to the person of the original movie. And I'm one of those people who enjoy the details of you trying to look a little bit like the person you embody. You know, the pictures they showed of the soldiers that, you know, that did this mission called Postmaster. You know, you want to do your best to try to get something close, or at least make them look closer to them. You know, so I think it was more about stars and, you know, the ability of the movie having fun versus the accuracy of the original story. But here nor there, it goes back to what are you really wanting to get out of the movie? And I think that people just wanted to have a good time, and that's what the movie accomplishes. You know, so of course, you know, one of the things that, you know, when you think about military movies is that, you know, there's somebody you lose and there's some sad heartache or something goes wrong and how are they going to fix it? And this movie doesn't deal with that a lot. Basically no one dies. Everyone comes back and they have mission accomplished in something new and unique way. And everything is great, you know. So that was something that was a little different, which is not the norm or the typical by any means. So again, it just it comes back down to it was just something that was fun, action-packed. And if you're one of those people who enjoys a late 80s movie, early 90s, where it's just the good guys just kick ass and take names, this is the movie for you. So head out to your local Malco and go check out The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Well, guys, that's a wrap for this week's show. I hope you all enjoyed it, as always. Please tune in next week. We're going to have some more information. Doing my best to get another special guest on. And we'll just keep pumping them out and giving you all the good info. So until then, guys, this is from OB Pod. I'm Zach, and we'll see you all then.